The Supreme Court will review two challenges to President Trump's policies to reduce migration across the southern border of the United States. One is the Remain in Mexico policy that forces migrants to wait in Mexico while their asylum claims are being processed. The other case is about wall funding and whether the Trump administration can divert $2.5 billion from Pentagon funding to pay for the construction of a wall along the border. Michel Marisco is senior editor for KJZZ's Fronteras Desk. He's based in Tucson, where he's been covering the border for years. Michel, welcome back to Here and Now.
Hey, thank you, Peter.
And let's focus on that second one. Lower courts have ruled that the Trump administration can't use military funds to pay for the wall. But the Supreme Court let construction continue while the appeals process played out. Remind us what's at stake with this case.
Right. So there are 11 segments of the border wall that the military was going to be transferring money from to build. And the Trump administration, the president, actually declared an emergency last year in order to expedite that process. Those 11 segments in Arizona, California, Texas, we're all going to be using the Department of Defense money. And when the Sierra Club and the ACLU and the Southern Borders Communities Coalition all sued to stop it, they won in some courts, but there was never a stay. So while the Trump administration kept losing the cases, the construction just kept happening. And now it's almost finished.
Well, and the background here is that Congress wouldn't fund the border wall the way that President Trump needed it to in order to get this thing built. But how much of the wall has been completed since Trump's been in office?
They say that they've built 371 miles of border wall as of yesterday. For a little bit of context, a lot of that is replacing old vehicle barrier and border wall that was already in place. Very little of it is actually going up where nothing had ever been in place. So, for example, here in Arizona, they're going to be erecting by the end about 240 miles of border wall. And we already had about 195. So that just to give you a little bit of context of what's actually going up. Now, the wall that is going up is big. It is 30 feet high. It's got the giant anti-climbing platforms on the top. You know, it's massive compared to the border walls, the 18 foot high ones that the Obama administration had been erecting as of 2008.
How does that change if Donald Trump loses the election? I mean, what happens to the wall under a Biden administration?
You know, I spoke with lawyers from the ACLU about this just a few days ago. And the answer there is, so A, President Biden would end up in a really curious position as a defendant defending the wall put up by his predecessor. He has said that he would not build any more wall. However, he was very ambivalent. He didn't answer whether or not he would actually take it down. And so that raises a lot of questions about whether a Biden administration would actually do so. The ACLU has said, and the Southern Borders Communities Coalition have said, that they will sue to force the Biden administration to tear it down if it comes down to that.
KJZZ Fronteras Desk Senior Editor Michel Marisco speaking to us in Tucson. Michel, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.